Hey everyone, welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. Yes. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by my exact 50-50 equal partner, Chris Schaefer. Chris, you're down in Texas. It's summertime. You just moved. Are you stressed out yet? Your background's looking a little more filled in. How are we doing?
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit more at home. I have my sign back up so you can know I'm official, because everybody knows that you certainly can't get these things printed up just on the corner anywhere. It has the word Google on it, so it's legit. I'm good.
Hot, yeah, I like it.
Hot day, hot summer Texas day. Jason, I imagine things are about 5 degrees cooler where you are.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Your wife was we were talking on Facebook chat last night, and she was telling me that, we were just both online, and she was telling me that you guys had just redone the walls with the paint. So is that all done?
Yeah. Yeah. When was that?
Oh, last night.
Okay.
Huh. Yep. Yeah. So today, Chris, you're looking very official. You've got the Google polo on. You just, like, half your wardrobe is Google stuff.
Yeah,
very impressive.
I know. I only wear this when we record so I can look impressive. So, yeah.
Today, Chris, we're taking it to a little different direction today. The last few weeks, I mean, we have gone deep in the technical weeds there with quality score talk and ad rank talk and bid talk and all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to just zoom out a little bit and talk about just the beauty of Google AdWords and how simple it is and why it works. And we're going to put it in the context of how to sell Google AdWords. This is part of maybe a Business of AdWords series that we may do. How to sell AdWords management. And the reason it's on my mind is I had an agency client, Chris, emailing me last night when I was switching over tabs from Facebook chat. And they were asking me about, like, they have a new prospective client, a home remodeler. And they were wondering, like, okay, what do we talk to them? They want to do AdWords, but we don't even know how to broach that conversation. And so I gave them the basics, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And they're just basics. It's nothing crazy, but when you package it together, it really sells people on AdWords and paints a picture in their head. So, Chris, I guess I'll just start us off here asking you, you've been in the game now, I think, over a decade, right?
Yeah, decade and a half, pretty much, but yeah.
Now, I know you're very good at selling AdWords now and communicating to prospective clients on those discovery calls, just why AdWords will be a good fit for them most of the time. On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at now? Where did you start 12, 15 years ago? And, like, how did you learn how to package this stuff to clients?
Yeah, I'll tell you, when I first spoke to clients, what I would immediately try and do is explain the details of AdWords so that they can grasp exactly how it works. I would explain that, you know, okay, you choose keywords, and then there's ad groups that you put the keywords in, and then you write ads that go inside of those ad groups, and you can have multiple ads, and you choose the right kind of keywords, and there's different match types, and then don't forget about negative keywords, and in the end, they're like, wow, I just asked what you did for a living. You know, they're like, that's way more than I wanted to know. And now I have condensed that message to essentially what they care about. And what they care about is this: every dollar they spend is a person that's been brought to their site. This type of person is completely customizable to the type of client they want, whether they work in one industry or another. It's entirely customizable to the level of knowledge that person needs to know. If you're selling shoes, it can be someone just searching for a local shoe company, or someone looking for a specific size, color, and style of shoe. So it's valuable because you can pay for every qualified customer that you get, and that's all you pay for. There's no other costs involved with AdWords. So heavy stuff up at the front, that's honestly, for me, how I communicate is I skip all the boring stuff. You know, sales guys out there trying to pitch AdWords, skip the boring stuff. You know, you don't need to know the details of AdWords. Leave that to the managers and people doing the actual building of the campaign. For you, you just need to communicate that every dollar spent is more valuable than, I'd say, just almost any other type of marketing because it delivers such a unique thing. Jason, how do you package that to your clients?
I think I worded slightly different, but it's the same mindset of not getting drilled down in the details and boring them early on. And just like you, I made that mistake early on. They'd ask me about AdWords. Well, I would talk about AdWords. and get into all the details and lose them. But now what I do, what I've learned is just like you, I zoom out and I just convey the benefit to them right up the front. So what I like to do is I like to have them picture the end game first. I paint a picture in their mind of what it looks like when things are running, when they're spending a few thousand a month, when they're getting hundreds of clicks and 50 conversions a month, and they've got 20 new clients a month from that. And another thing I like to do besides zooming out and just painting the picture in their mind very quickly of what the end game looks like without going into the details, another thing I like to do around that time early in the call is I like to use a persuasion tactic I've read about called taking the high ground. I read it about it in the book Win Bigly. And what it does, it gets out of the argument of like, should I do AdWords or not? And it takes them to a higher ground argument that they have to agree with, which is that real businesses, real companies have a marketing process, a lead generation process. They have a process, and then they have a sales process to turn those leads into new customers. Do they not? It's like, yes, they do. Every major company that makes a profit has a process. So once they agree with me on that, that you have to have a lead generation process if you're a real company, we talk about how AdWords fits into that lead generation process, the marketing process, to get those leads to their sales team. And then once they agree with me on that, then it becomes a question of like, okay, I want to do AdWords. So then you get a little more technical. But just like you at the beginning, we paint the picture in their mind that AdWords is part of the process of getting leads. And you paint in their mind, what does it look like when leads come in every day? It's, well, the phone's ringing all day long. Lead forms are coming in all day long. So you paint the end game first. So once you do that, Chris, then we can, the conversation for me always goes into some of the features of Google AdWords and things that, like you're saying, make it what we think is the best use of marketing dollars ever compared to anything, believe it or not, even to radio. So I thought for this conversation, Chris, we would, I never have like agency clients pitch me on any kind of other form of marketing. They're never like, oh my gosh, my direct mail is just kicking butt this quarter, or I'm so happy with the tens of thousands I'm paying on TV. But weirdly, they always are so happy with their radio spots. They're like, oh, we're seeing a lot of conversions from this radio buy we did. You think you can convey that onto AdWords? But anyway, the conversation goes to the features of AdWords, Chris. And I figured for this conversation, we would just stick to search instead of display and YouTube. But the number one thing, Chris, and I'll throw this to you, is that you're not showing ads to everybody. You're showing ads to people who actually want what you have. And how do you prove that to your prospective clients there?
When I tell people that I work with paid ads on Google, one of the first things that people assume is that, oh, are you sending me junk email? And are you the guy that pop up those stupid ads with the rotten banana and it says, click here for some way to lose 10 pounds of belly fat? You know, it's like those annoying things that people see that catch their eye and they think, this is so spammy. This is annoying. I hate to see this. If that is typically what I hear from people that I talk to on a non-professional level, I can tell you that a lot of those people that I talk to on a professional level also think those kind of things about AdWords. When they think about paid ads, they're thinking spammy. They don't even understand just the basics of where the ad shows. So Jason, wow. I think I have to, when I talk about AdWords, forget keywords, forget ad copy, just explain exactly what you said. The ad shows up when someone asked for it. When someone asks to see local plumbers, you show that, you make sure that your ad says, hey, we're a local plumber. Choose us, choose us. You have the opportunity right. to do that. I don't think a lot of people even realize the distinction between seeing a feminine product advertised on TV, you know, all the males that see those, and then all the ads that are specifically targeted to the marketing that you're asking for.
Because they're searching for it.
Yeah, they're asking for that marketing because they're searching for it on right. Google search. I don't search, even get into display. Right. Don't get into display and remarketing. That's a conversation for later. Just communicate right. that this advertising is worth the investment because people are looking for it in the moment. That's a big word I hear Google use a lot. Moments. You know, moments of selling that AdWords can accomplish in many different ways.
Yeah, and that's where I always start too, is with the details. You're getting in front of people at the exact second they're searching for exactly what you offer. So how can it not work? You're giving people exactly what they're looking for, and you're only showing up in front of people who are looking for for what you offer. So I always start the conversation there when we're talking about the features of AdWords. The second thing I like to do after that, Chris, is just very briefly tell the prospective client all the ways they can control the situation. Demographics, you can target to certain age groups. I'm working with a new bar in Oklahoma City, Chris, a new club. And it's very interesting. They were telling me, like, all their videos on their Facebook page, it's all these like 40, 50 and up people dancing in the bar. And like, I swear they're about to like all start going into Sweet Caroline. Like, they're just having a blast. And the problem is, they told me, is like, yeah, those people come in, but those people will go drop $300 at dinner and then come to the bar and only buy one drink because they're older and calm down and all they want to do is dance and talk with friends. And they're like, we've got to get in front of 21 to 34 year olds because they'll drop $10 at dinner, but then they'll come drop $50 at our bar. The thing that this client liked about AdWords is that we can advertise to people 25 to 34 and that's it. So I like talking about the demographics control, the schedule control. That's a huge thing. And then the location. Your ads only show up where you want them to. Chris, you've got a great point about B2B scheduling and only getting serious leads during serious business hours. Is that something you convey to prospective B2B clients?
I do throw it out that there are ways to remove the wasteful spending and to remove the unnecessary type of people that might be clicking on your ad so that you can block right. certain types of people. I think that is effective. But I do want to say that a lot of times this type of conversation, you can immediately get into too much detail. Jason, the only time I bring up location targeting and device bidding, demographics and location, all these type of things are in response to what the person says initially when they're asking questions. For you salesmen out there, for you agencies, the idea here is to not give this information out because they may not care. They may have other questions that you haven't come to yet that are really nagging them and keeping them from purchasing this management service. So these type of questions for me are only in response to concerns about, well, I get a lot of calls from people who aren't qualified. I get a lot right. of, you know, poor quality leads because they can't really afford my product, but they're finding it because of this. That's when I get into, well, let me tell you about the abilities for Google to exclude unwanted traffic. That's when I get into that conversation.
Right. I like that. And you know what? Thinking about it, I probably need to do a better job on these sales calls of getting into the features, but not getting too deep into them. But one thing I always bring up, Chris, and again, this seems so obvious, but it's such a, had such an kind of an aha moment when I told an older relative at a family get together about what I do, because I hadn't seen them in years, and they're not 90, okay? Like, they're in their 50s, right? They've had a business for their whole career. They've done a lot of advertising for their business over the last three decades, a lot of like in magazine advertising and newspaper advertising. And they did not know that on Google AdWords, you only pay when people click. And that was like a, oh my God moment. Like, they could not believe it because they've spent so much money over the last three decades. Money goes out the door on day one and they just hope people see the magazine and newspaper ads and take action. They just hope. But they didn't realize that with Google AdWords, you only pay when people click. And for business owners who are inquiring about AdWords, they're thinking in terms of monthly budgets, like $2,000 a month, $5,000 a month, and they know the money's going out the door. But one thing I like to remind them is, hey, you only have to pay when someone goes to your site, when they click, when they take an action. So how bad could it be? I mean, this thing's going to work just because you're only paying when someone does something beneficial to your company.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, we talked about radio. We talked about direct mail. There's a lot of those, you know, specific URLs that they tell you to go to on radio stations. On direct mail, they say, call this phone number. And, you know, the reason they do that, the reason they have special phone numbers, the reason they have special URLs for you to go to be able to take action on a certain coupon is because of this one thing that AdWords does natively without any inconvenience on the shopper's part: conversion tracking. This is a fancy term. Conversion tracking basically means we're tracking when someone calls, when someone clicks, when someone purchases, when they take that next action. If you're a plumber, it's going to be when they pick up the phone call and say, hey, I have a busted toilet. If you're selling shoes, it's going to be when someone clicks that purchase now button. This is inherently built into the system. There is no special thing. You don't have to buy another software. Google isn't selling you the basic package and then you have to go to the next tier to get the real premium stuff like conversion tracking and profitability scaling. This is all in there. And this is really important because you don't need to go into this in the pitch, but it's important because this is how we take things to the next step, the optimization process, finding out where the real profitability comes from. So tracking these conversions, getting all of this stuff taken care of inside of AdWords is inherently unique to this system. This is not something that is available to all marketing platforms.
It's such a standout compared to all marketing because people are trained that with marketing, yeah, it's a little bit of guesswork. It's a little bit of hope. You've got to put the money out there and then hope that business picks up. But with Google AdWords, like you're saying, we get to track everything. And to me, explaining the features of AdWords, that part of the conversation, it's all about taking the mystery out of AdWords. And one of the things that conversion tracking does for a prospective client is it tells them, oh, I'm going to know exactly what I'm getting for my money. When I spend money on Google AdWords, I'm going to know exactly how many phone calls I got. I'm going to know exactly how many phone calls that lasted at least 5 minutes if I want to track that. I'm going to know exactly how many lead forms I got, how many sales I got on my site. So that's something I love to talk about, Chris. The final kind of feature I love to get into, Chris, is flexible budgets and start and stop times. So again, this is standing out from all the other kind of things where you put a fixed amount of budget out there or you have a minimum required budget. I like to convey that with Google AdWords, we can start at 100 a month, we can start at 500, we can start at 1,000, we can start at 10,000, and then we can start and stop anytime. So if the power goes out and you guys can't take calls, we're not going to waste any money. Give me a call, tell me the power's out, and we'll pause you for the day. And you won't waste any money. Chris, is there anything besides the flexibility of the budgets and the start and stop as far as features that you get into?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that businesses do find valuable is that they can separate different services and different tiers of what they offer. So when you launch a campaign, it's not full throttle on everything. It's you're able to actually take a campaign and break it out into the different tiers of services that you offer. Let's say you sell three different services. You can put 25% into one, 25% in another, and then 50% on your more valuable stuff. This is all part of the customization and flexibility of AdWords, and it works inherently in the system. You know, this is something that can be changed. The manager can set this up in the initial build, and this may not be unique, but I think it's valuable because a lot of people don't realize because the system is built on keywords and ad groups and small daily budgets that this can be accomplished very easily.
Right. Right. I like that. Now, Chris, we're going to wrap up the show here with basically the way the conversation wraps up on the sales call. So you can see what we've done here is we've talked about the beginning of the sales call. You get to the point. What's the point of Google AdWords? Picture the end game first. Go real high level. Then the middle of the call gets into some of the features that you want to convey to the potential client. And then the calls really usually for me, Chris, wrap up with usually a handful of questions. And we selected the most three. Some people might call them objections, but really it's more questions is at least the form I get them in. The first question I get, Chris, is, and this is something so stupid that business owners say all the time. My old boss used to say this to me about our division in his agency. Like he would say things like, I love doing this. I want to do this, but we got to make money. We got to make money, okay? I love having you here. I love this product. We got to make money. So people on the phone, they say, well, this all sounds good, but we got to make money. It's like, no duh. You know what I'm saying, Chris? It's like, everyone knows that. But anyway, that is an objection we get. Is it profitable? How do I know it's going to work? And I'll get to the one we agree on here first, Chris, and then we can beef it out. As far as is it going to work, profitability, when we start going in that conversation, I like to pull out the profit tool that we talked about a few weeks ago on my website. I like to talk about the term that Google likes to talk about, lifetime value of a new customer. And what you do is you convey that, okay, a new customer is worth this. It's going to cost you X amount to get a conversion, we think, X amount to get a customer from those conversions. Compare that to the lifetime value. Yes, it's profitable. So you run through the numbers and you show them how each new client you get is profitable. But here's my other point to them, Chris. Yes, it's always profitable, you dummies out there. It's always profitable. Always. Go ahead and cringe. Google AdWords is always profitable because you control your bids. So not the cost per conversion, but if the cost per acquisition is $500 and the average lifetime value of a customer is $400, that's not profitable. You're losing $100 every time you get a customer from AdWords. So you know what you do, Chris? It's not that hard. You lower your bids. We can control the bids in Google AdWords. We can make the conversion rate higher if we work hard and figure it out. But mostly we can lower the bids and control our cost per acquisition. Google AdWords is always profitable. What's your problem with that?
Okay, so Jason, I agree that the problem is not AdWords. I agree that the problem can be solved in many different ways with lower bids. So sales guys out there, agency managers, whatever, listen up, because here's the reality. I'm going to do some real talk here. Here's some warning signs, red flags that are going to mean that the profitability may not be quite as good as Jason says, and you may not be able to fix it.
No, it's always profitable. Okay? And you just, everyone, I just want to apologize because you just blabbered for a minute of our life that we're never going to get back. And you didn't say anything, Chris.
No, I'm leaving. That is the intro. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Here's what can cause it not to be profitable. When a client says that I want to push these kind of keywords, I want to push this type of product, and this specific product toes the line between this very thin red line and this very thin red line, and the amount of people that are searching are about this many.
So what? You get that many and it's profitable. You get one client a year, it's still profitable.
And the amount that it takes to bid to get into that, and the amount of traffic that's in there and the amount of value you can get from that is so small that it becomes unprofitable for you to push $15, $16 bids for something that's so subcategorized, right. so non-specific. Can I speak? Thank you.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm still judging that, to be honest.
Okay. So I'm telling you, the problem is not AdWords. The problem is not because AdWords has a problem. It's the problem inherently lies in the client or the business or the service that the person is trying to provide. The product that the person is trying to sell can cause the problem of non-profitability. Sometimes your product might just suck and people don't want to buy it. Maybe you don't know how to sell it. Maybe your landing page is really bad and it communicates the wrong thing. So yes, I agree that everything can be profitable, but not everything is worth buying.
Right. And this is why if a homeless person walks into a car dealership, the car dealer's not going to try to sell them on a $40,000 car. They're going to call the police and say, get out of my dealership, because they know it's never going to end up in a sale. So if someone's trying to advertise testosterone cream on Google AdWords, I'm going to know that that's going to run into policy issues and no one's going to buy testosterone cream that they don't know from your brand. And I'm not going to, I don't want to deal with it and watch your campaign not work. So I agree with you, Chris, that the thing, and this is a whole nother business of AdWords topic, is getting the right kind of AdWords clients. Let me qualify my, it's always profitable with, it's always profitable for real businesses that are offering something that people are searching for. That's my point. So if I'm talking to a divorce lawyer, if I'm talking to a mover, if I'm talking to a new restaurant, if I'm talking to a local clothing boutique that sells men's suits, that's always going to be profitable because those are real businesses that people are searching for that offer a valuable product that people are going to want to buy. So my point, Chris, is that you're only going to be on the phone most of the time with people who have a real business. And if they do, AdWords is going to be profitable.
Okay. Yes. If we go with the fact that most people will have something that is, as I said, worth buying, then absolutely. I totally agree. I totally agree that AdWords will and can always
it's
be
always
valuable.
Profitable because we control it.
Sure.
Now, Chris, AdWords is always profitable, okay? Another objection question I always run into, Chris, how much budget do I need to start with? I know you get that question. Does it annoy you? How do you handle it?
Yeah, that's probably the worst, my least favorite question. Let me tell you why I don't like it. The reason I don't like it is because it's impossible to answer. If I say 2,000, the person is going to say, oh my goodness, that's too much. How about 500? And if I say 500, someone's going to say, okay, well, I guess I'll start with 500 and then we'll ramp it up from there. The answer is really whatever the person's comfortable doing and launching on their own and willing to gamble with, right? Because that first month, Jason, you can't tell me the first, second, maybe the third month of an AdWords campaign is one of the biggest gambles of the entire lifetime of an AdWords account, you know, because you're just starting something. You don't know where the valuable traffic is. You don't know what the bid should be. You don't know who's going to convert. So that's the biggest gamble. And that first initial push, I would rather a person go with $800 than $8,000 if we don't know if it's going to work.
Here's where, as far as sales go, you and I are differing a little bit.
Yes.
I can't give that answer because when I give that answer, the clients I'm working with, it's not an answer. They want to be told what to do. They want that number to start with. Unlike you, I don't have the benefit of 10 out of 10 good looks and people wanting to do business with me and just jumping at the bit to get started no matter what the budget is because they just want to see you every month.
Nobody sees me, but that makes no sense. I'm on the phone, but go ahead. Please continue your nonsense talk.
People are attracted to you and you know it, and it helps you
close the sale. You're attracted to me. I think that's what it is.
Well, if you go back to the... Okay. Now, Chris, I've tried to give that... I'm always honest, but I'll try to give it that... I'll put that into a category of pure honesty, okay? I've tried to give that pure, honest answer that I don't know. I don't know what your budget should be. We should try it out, and we should test and optimize and get to the perfect number after 30 days. That's what I would love to talk about, Chris, and that's the answer I would love to give. But that's not an effective answer for the people I deal with. They want to be told what to do, in my experience. They want guidance. So what I tell them is most of my clients for service business start between $1,000 and $3,000 a month. That's where they start, okay? And what I do is I walk them through, I give them two options, one and three. And I walk them through the results of not what we're going to get, but what we can expect to get reasonably with the $1,000 budget and a $3,000 budget. I give them my estimated cost per click based on what I see with other accounts. I'll shoot Chris a message on Skype and say, hey, have you ever worked with a short person clown rental company like I got last week, a new client?
I love that.
And you'll say, no, I haven't. And I'll say, oh, sorry, I was just looking for an estimated cost per click. But I got that. I'll show you the website. It's hilarious. But
I want to see that.
Anyway, so I'll give them an estimated cost per click. I'll give them an estimated conversion rate. I start at 45%. No, I'm kidding, Chris. I start at 10%. 10% is achievable. Maybe we'll do a lot better. Maybe we'll struggle to get 10%. But most of the time, you can hit 10%. And I'll tell them how many leads they can expect for that budget. So I tell them $1,000. Say we estimate the cost per click is $10. $10 a click. So that's 100 clicks. We estimate 10% conversion rate, 10 leads or whatever. So I walk them through the two different options with cost per click, clicks, conversions they can expect, and then they usually pick one of the options. And then we go from there. Maybe they want to raise their budget the next month. Maybe they want to lower it. But in my experience in trying to help people sell AdWords on this podcast, I give people two options to work with and give them an estimate on what they can reasonably expect. And once you give them that guidance, they pick one and they stop worrying about a problem that's not really a problem because the budget's always adjustable.
Okay. I don't go there, but I'll leave it at that.
Well then, Chris, if you don't go there, then you go there in a sense because they told you, I don't know where to start the budget. And you do start the budget on a number. So how do you come up with that number?
Well, I don't come up with that number. I'll let them determine what they're comfortable with.
You just basically make them. And what do they usually pick? Somewhere between one and three?
Yeah. I mean, they usually fall right where you're talking about. If we were to lay a baseline and say, Jason and Chris both agree that typical budgets fall between $1,000 and $3,000 a month for starting off. So you're absolutely right. And that's where most people put their pricing is based on that sweet spot. You know, most agencies are going to have typical pricing within that one range because that's where a lot of companies start their management AdWords.
Right.
AdWords and then campaigns at.
Sometimes you get the car dealership that's been spending $30,000 a month on TV and wants to really jump into AdWords, and they bring the number of $8,000 to $10,000 a month to me.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not an every time thing, but that's usually how I like to start is let's start at one to three.
Yeah.
Chris, the final question that or objection people could run into is, why should I pay your 10% of spend fees? Why should I pay your 15% of spend fees? Why should I pay your flat fee of $300 a month? Why should I pay your flat fee of $200? Whatever it is. How to justify your AdWords manager fees. So what I like to do here, Chris, is I like to talk about what I do. I like to paint a picture in their mind of all the work that goes into this. So I like to talk about how we monitor things daily. optimize them weekly based on the previous week's data, and then send monthly reporting. And I like to tell them, hey, you're a moving company. You get an average value when you do a move of $800. Do you not think that me managing your account versus you is going to get you at least one more move a month out of this same budget? It will. We're paying for our fees just from the first move, extra move we get you. So there's that way to go about it, showing them how much more they're going to get and then conveying that back to your small fee.
Yeah, I usually go the other way, and I'll usually say, I will save you the money. If you were to launch your campaign on your own, I'll save you money by avoiding the mistakes that you'll make, or I'll be able to cut off the wasted spend on the unqualified traffic that you would otherwise be getting. You'll try broad keywords first. You'll try too much of a budget. You'll get a bunch of junk traffic. Then you might learn it down 6 months later, and then 6 months later, you learn a little bit more. I'll start you off from the beginning from avoiding the wasted spend. And then finally,
Chris, can I give you...
Go ahead.
Oh, can I give you a tip on that? Because I love that tip, because I got to start using that. Telling them about the mistakes they will make if they don't use me, and being authoritative there and conveying that cost you're going to save them. Let me give you a tip. People like social proof. This example has stuck with me. Tell them about the voiceover company. Tell them about how everyone knows the TV show The Voice. Tell them about how that company spent $25,000 on the voice searches, the voice audition, when is The Voice on? And how you save that company $25,000. It's a big number. And I would use that example every single time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
But don't let me tell you what to do, Chris. I mean, you got it all figured out down there.
Well, you know, I think, Jason, you and I have different problems. I don't get a lot of questions about why should I pay you. So I'm not very practiced with that. I usually just say, hey, here's what I do. They said, take my money. Take my money.
Right, because they want to look at you and be associated with you. And you don't.
And with
fully
that,
grasped how that has played a role in your life.
And with that,
but Chris,
are you saying I'm privileged? Are you saying I have looks privilege?
I don't use
privilege?
That word. I'm just saying, Chris.
I am judged on my merits and merits alone. I think you can take us out.
Have you not seen studies how people with symmetrical faces are like more trusted in blind studies and all that kind of stuff?
No, people with symmetrical faces
are you
don't
offended?
Read those studies.
Are you offended? Are you offended that I'm saying that maybe 5 to 10% of your success can be attributed to your looks?
I think so. Yeah, I might be.
You're offended. All right.
I might be.
Well then, okay. Now, see, you got me apologizing. This is just how you do it. You're magic.
I like to hear you say sorry.
I called you good looking, Chris. I'm sorry I called you handsome.
How dare you assume my looks? Okay, thank you. I wear my feelings on my sleeve.
All right, Chris, final, the way you can justify fees is tell them, hey, this thing isn't going to manage it yourself. The employee you pay $40 an hour that you're using their full time right now, you're going to take them from something and pay them, and they're not used to AdWords, and it's not going to be as efficient. Or how much are you worth as a business owner? If you spend 5 hours a week in AdWords trying to do this, that's a lot of money in terms of opportunity costs that I'm going to save you. So, everybody, including Chris, I hope you enjoyed it. We gave some tips on how to sell Google AdWords for those of us that do have to sell it, unlike the good-looking Chris. But yeah, Chris, I think it's an interesting conversation. It's stuff we run into every week talking to new clients and refining that conversation and trying to communicate things on the right level. Always being honest about things, but just communicating them at the right level.
Absolutely. Honesty. Yeah. Please, if you're listening to this podcast, we should have said this at the beginning. Be honest about AdWords. Please don't overpromise, because you give all of us a bad name when you push AdWords to be some kind of miracle working cure for a failing business. Probably should have said that at the beginning, but that is absolutely not the case. AdWords will not save a failing business. It will not save a poor product. It will not save a crappy service. It's there to bring people to a good prosperous business in the first place. You need something that's worth buying. I think I said that.
Right. And if anything, Chris, when I give my examples of $1,000 and $3,000 a month, I sometimes use too high of a cost per click. I use too low of a conversion rate. And oftentimes I have people saying, well, that doesn't sound too good. And I have to convey to them, well, I'm just being conservative because I don't want to sell you something that we can't achieve. But I know we can probably do better than this, but we're not going to know that until we start running. And I don't like to promise things that we haven't proven yet. So yeah, definitely be conservative and definitely tell the truth. So Everybody, that's episode 107 of the Paid Search Podcast. Next week and the following weeks, we have more shows coming up. So,
surprise. Stay alive. Surprise. We will keep doing this as long as you're subscribed.
Yeah, speaking of how to sell, let me sell this podcast right now. We got more shows in other weeks coming up.
If you like that, there's another spoonful coming next week.
And once the selling's done, I've always learned to shut up. Once you close the sale, just shut up.
Yeah.
So, that's the show. Bye.
Bye.